Hello, and welcome to the News Cycle. I'm your host, Iris Harshaw. It's Monday, October 21st. Our topic this week, what is causing the vaping illness crisis, and what are people doing to solve it? I sat down with Allison King, a reporter for the Blue Devil Hub, to answer these questions. She and three other student journalists, Nathan Warren, Priscilla Lee, and Carissa Ziegler, have been investigating vaping as a national crisis and as how it personally impacts Davis High students. Their full investigation can be read in the next issue of the Hub newspaper. Now, let's get into it.
Seema Herman never expected that what she thought was a harmless habit,
vaping, would end up nearly killing her.
It took 2 days for my lungs to fail.
Many officials are calling a national health crisis.
Health officials linking it to e-cigarettes and vaping.
The cause of the deaths remain unknown.
Can you take us back to the beginning of the vaping crisis?
So the vaping illness really started up this past summer and reached so-called epidemic levels this past month. The CDC recently named it EVOLI. That stands for e-cigarette and vaping products associated with lung injury. And that's really the only thing that's similar across every hospitalization case, the fact that those who were hospitalized used vaping products, e-cigarette products. There's no, you know, one similarity across every case that could point to why these people are being hospitalized, why these people are dying. As of October 8th, in the report released by the CDC, there were 1,299 people hospitalized and 26 dead. And those are really high numbers, and we're continuing to see them grow. You know, this is moving really quickly.
So there are no cited similarities between the cases that might indicate what is causing the illness?
There are similarities, but there's not a similarity across every case. The former commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, Scott Galliam, he believed that there may be a link to black market products.
Based on the information we have right now, what we've seen from these state reports, it looks like these are going to be illegal vapes.
Manufacturers, companies of e-cigarettes and vaping products, they didn't change up their formula or change up their ingredients. So if the substances in these vapes were causing the hospitalizations, they probably would have seen it earlier or before, and people would have started cracking down on it. But because we're seeing all of these hospitalizations recently, you know, the probable cause is that they're coming from the black market. Black market products are sold through third-party websites online. So there's no regulation, and scientists can't really test these products because they don't know what's in them. So if they tested these products and they discovered that this was causing some sort of problem, they wouldn't be able to tell what substance in it is causing the problem because they don't know the ingredients, they don't know the ratios, and they may be all different for all of the vapes that are being sold.
Who typically buys black market vaping products, and why is that a preferred option for some people?
So a lot of teenagers at DHS, or at least some of the ones that we've talked to, buy their products online, which potentially may be from the black market because online is a lot, you know, easier to buy without checking your age. If you go to a dispensary or if you go to a store, there's age verification. You have to prove that you're of a legal age to use these vaping products. But that's a totally different case online.
So can you tell me more about the probable causes of EVOLI?
Yeah, so some of the initial concerns were that maybe the oils in the vaping solution were being inhaled as liquids instead of being evaporated and then inhaled as a gas, as you know the vape product is supposed to. And these liquids can like build up and cause inflammation in the lungs. That's called exogenous lipoid pneumonia, and that's when the lipoid particle buildup creates respiratory issues in the lungs. And that's what some doctors were seeing symptoms of in EVOLI patients. You know, one oil that was thought to be a problem is THC oil, which is an active component in marijuana that leads to, like, the high. Some of the statistics released by the CDC found that 70% of those hospitalized were using THC oil. So that may be a cause, but again, not all of them were, and so you know, is not definite. However, a Mayo Clinic study that was published on October 2nd that reversed the opinion, that, you know, changed what people thought, because when researchers examined like the lung biopsies of 17 patients, they didn't find histological evidence of like the vaping illness being directly caused by oil buildup in the lungs. And the study instead found evidence that this was being caused by some sort of toxic chemical.
When the outbreak first began, the first thought was that it was caused by like the leakage of liquid vape into the lungs, correct?
Yes.
But now researchers say that it's caused by a chemical in the liquid.
Yes. So when that chemical is evaporated, that maybe the chemical fumes are what's causing this lung injury. And those chemicals, they could be from user-added substances, they could be added by the black market cartridges, or they could be the substances in the vapes themselves that are normally always in the vapes.
As of now, the general opinion in the medical community is that the cause of EVOLI, at least in some patients, was the inhalation of a toxic chemical in evaporated form?
Yeah, so some of the chemicals that are in the vaping solution may be producing products that pose as toxins or irritants to the lungs. So it's not necessarily the substance itself, but when it's, you know, vaped at a certain temperature, in certain conditions, that may be producing toxic products that are injuring the lungs. The vaping team and I, we've gone to visit the UC Davis, we've gone to visit the Center of Environmental Studies, where a set of experiments are being conducted on like mice to find the effects of vaping when you're considering the combinations of different substances and different circumstances in which they're vaped. Professor Kent Pinkerton and a team of graduate students are currently working to identify those toxic chemical causes in vapes.
You know, the concern is then when you start adding a flavor. And the two that may be most problematic that I'm aware of at the moment are cinnamon and grape.
And while the cause behind grape is unknown, vaping cinnamon flavor at a very high temperature or at a high temperature has been found to produce potentially toxic products.
Can we now move into vaping at DHS?
So if we look at recent numbers, the California Health Kids Survey in 2016-17 reported that 26% of DHS students reported vaping in their lifetime. That number dramatically increased in the 2017-18 year, where the survey reported that 34% reported having vaped in their lifetime. So you can see there's been a dramatic jump. Many students at DHS are concerned about the vaping in bathrooms to the point where they don't want to go to the bathrooms, or they have an issue with the secondhand smoke in the bathrooms.
I don't really like the smell, and it just kind of makes me uncomfortable.
Now, it's becoming an issue of secondhand smoke. The older generations of e-cigarettes, you could puff on it, and then little vapor would be emitted from the device. Now, you can control the amount of vapor you emit, so you could be, you know, emitting huge amounts of vapor, and that vapor may be affecting other students that use the restrooms or that are near the person who's vaping.
Do you think the reason why a lot of teenagers vape rather than smoke cigarettes is because of all of the negative medical symptoms associated with regular cigarettes?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. We actually talked to a student that took up smoking, quit smoking, and started vaping to quit smoking. You know, a while ago, e-cigarettes were promoted as a safe way to quit smoking regular ones. This is not true, according to Dr. Yusuf Al-Manawi, who is an addiction therapist.
In my experience, I've been working in the addiction field since 1990, and that does not help. Vaping does not help.
The correct route would be to go through nicotine replacement therapy, which uses medically approved products like nicotine patches or nicotine gum to slowly wean the users off of their nicotine addiction.
What does the vaping crisis look like moving forward?
The problem is we don't really know where the vaping crisis is going. We don't have a definitive cause. we don't have definitive policies. So looking forward, it's going to be an uphill battle. We're expecting studies to be released within a month, within a year, that may point to what a definitive cause may be.
Thank you, Allie, for talking to me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
The News Cycle is produced by the Blue Devil Hub in collaboration with the Davis Enterprise. Iris Harshaw is the producer. James Cobalt and Dahlia Krauss are the assistant producers. And Daniel Ruiz Jimenez is the studio recording engineer. Thank you for listening. See you next week, Davis.